There's a dead man hanging, slumped over the steering wheel of an interstate runaway, bursting into flames. And the devil was gently breathing, sleeping face down in my apartment. And like all his friends, I'm growing tired of his games.
And there's a homeless man, a range in his hand, screaming to the beat, radiating from a police scanner. He said the air was feeling good to me, as cool and right as air can be. And the woman who sincerely believes in UFOs, who can blame her when the stars are hanging overhead, dangled by a thread and floating 10,000 feet off the ground. This was a story told to me when I was just the age of 17, one which God himself dictated to me. He said, this is how all this shit's gonna be when I blow your little planet into smithereens, smithereens. Blow your little planet into smithereens. It haunted my dreams like an accident on replay on a TV screen. Faces in her dreams, strange machines she'd never seen, blueprints of submarines to reassemble in a time of dire need, dire need. And there were preachers in the desert, waving to the crowd, dictating seven angry letters from a man up in the clouds. And there were 27 soldiers telling 27 lies, and a hole inside a hurricane with a pair of beady eyes, a pair of beady eyes looking down onto the pavement while the stars are gathered round, because they all want a front seat when shit starts going down, because the sun is just a supernova. Subway and men in limousines making deals and swapping photographs of cans of gasoline. There are no angels in the woodwork or devils on the ground. They're looking through a hurricane, tectonic wall of sound, and a man who smokes his cigarettes the other way around. She's looking in behind him from inside a wall of sound, and she is dancing with the neon, cause the air is feeling good against storms, and legs and fingertips are measuring the distance in space.